We're joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Nate Bribe. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website and resource there. Of course, not only can you get to know Kloss Financial, their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you're an employer, some great options there for you. You can also learn about the team, and, oh, there's more. You can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, that available to you at klossfinancial.com. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. If you've got a question, get you on the air this morning at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. As mentioned, joining us this morning is CJ Kloss and Nate Bribe. CJ, how you been?
I'm doing great. Happy snowy day, Sean.
It is a very happy snowy day. And did you beat, by the way, I got to ask you, CJ, did you beat the snowfall on your way in this morning or did it catch you?
It caught me. Yeah, it took me a little bit longer to get in here. I was rushing in to make sure I was ready for the show.
Well, it's great to have you this morning. Nate, how have you been?
I've been doing good. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone out there.
Merry Christmas to you as well. And it's great to have you along. How was your driving? Not too bad?
Not too bad. We didn't get any snow down here. That was yesterday, it seemed like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're lucky. You're down in the Rockford location this morning. So you get to work out of that office. So, we've got a great conversation ahead involving Roth IRAs, Roth 401Ks, also conversions. Really important stuff to know. And we're going to get a lot of great information from CJ and Nate as the program rolls on this morning. Mention the website, klossfinancial.com. Also, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. One of the things I haven't mentioned yet, and it's a biggie, Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll be doing one, maybe a chance for you to win yourself a nice little holiday gift this week, a chance to win a $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse from our friends at Kloss Financial. I'll tell you a little bit more in detail how you can win the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week prize a little bit later on in the program, but just a little tip. It pays a number of ways. Get some great information, also a chance to win if you pay close attention to the program. And before we start on this week's topic, as a matter of fact, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Get the question and the answer there as well.
Yep. And as always, thanks everyone for continuing to listen. We really enjoy the show and hope you get a lot out of the information as well. So congratulations to our winner from last week, Jeremy of Madison, who correctly answered the true or false question of IRA contribution levels in 2025 will remain the same at $7,000 if you're under the age of 50. And the correct answer was true. Fun fact with those do get adjusted each year for inflation, I believe in like $100 increment. So the government says inflation last year was mild, so there was no adjustment there. But those do tend to adjust in $100 increments throughout the years.
Nice work, Jeremy. And you could be like Jeremy as well this week. Chance to win again a $25 gift card at Texas Roadhouse. By the way, if you missed last week's program or any of the shows, even today, I know for a lot of folks, maybe you're stepping into the coffee shop to pick up some hot cocoa or a mocha, you missed part of the program, you can always listen back at klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. So CJ, today our overall retirement planning topic is going to revolve around Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, and Roth conversions. What should we know there?
Yeah, I'm excited for the topic today to have Nate Bribe on. He's one of our super smart kind of math nerds and really, truth be told, has helped our organization get sharper around things like Roth contributions, pre-tax contributions, conversions, and exactly when they make sense. So excited to have him on and kind of talk about this. But as many people know, you may have several options when it comes to storing away money in your retirement accounts, things like 401ks, 403bs, IRAs. Of course, it depends on where you work and what options are offered to you, but there can be multiple savings options. Now, most people know traditionally these plans people have added money to these plans from their paychecks to traditional, aka pre-tax contributions, whether it be into their 401k or IRA. In the industry, we call these traditional contributions because they have been around the longest. And the idea of this is that, hey, when I put money into these plans, I get a deduction. So if I make $100,000 a year and I put $10,000 into the traditional, aka pre-tax portion of my 401k plan, I only pay tax on $90,000 because that $10,000 was put in pre-tax to my retirement plan. Now, when you do that, hypothetically, that $10,000 then grows what's called tax deferred all the way out until you get to retirement. So if you think about it, my original $10,000 I never paid tax on, the growth I have not paid tax on, it's been compounding over all of those years, so that when I get into retirement and I'm, say, 65 years old and I go to pull money out to live off of course, I pay income taxes at that time. Now, here's where it changes. Back in 1997, Roth IRAs were introduced and became a way for people to begin saving retirement dollars with after-tax money. Since the contributions to Roth IRAs are non-taxable or are not tax-deductible on the front end, that means that when you put in, again, in my example, if I make $100,000 and I put $10,000 into a Roth 401k or Roth IRA, and actually, let me take a step back. I make $10,000 and I put $7,000 into a Roth IRA. I'm going to stick with real numbers here. If I did that, I still pay tax on the full $100,000 because Roth contributions are done with post-tax dollars. Therefore, in that example, when I put that $7,000 in, I've already paid tax on the $7,000. The growth is then still considered tax deferred or tax free if you leave it in there until retirement. So, or until age 59 and a half under most circumstances. So the idea of this being simple, hey, the most long-standing rules around retirement savings were the traditional pre-tax contributions. In 1997, Roth IRAs were introduced whereby we could put money into post-tax with tax-free growth. And so, of course, a lot of people just want to know, like, well, Nate, CJ, which one is better? And truth be told, there is a lot, and I mean a lot, of misinformation when it comes to which one of these is better. You'll have people say things like, well, everybody knows taxes are going to go up, so you should do all Roth. Pay the taxes today so that you don't have to pay them in the future. Man, oh man, you all, we've done this for a long time, and I can say that is really bad guidance. I just would not suggest you take that guidance. And that's not me disagreeing that taxes may not go up. That's a separate issue. But the notion that you should do all Roth just because it grows tax-free and everybody knows taxes are going to go up, you are missing a ton of nuance in that statement. So what we're trying to do today is to say, hey, pre-tax has been around for a while. We've got Roth. Which one should you be doing, and what are the factors that you should be considering?
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Nate Bribe. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. And then I'm going to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. So, CJ, what do we need to know then when it comes to Roth IRAs?
Yeah, so Roth IRAs, just quick update, Nate kind of hinted at this at the beginning, but Roth IRAs do have restrictions in terms of how much you can put into them. So in the year 2025, so come next year, if you are under the age of 50, you can put in a maximum of $7,000 into a Roth IRA, or $8,000 if you're over the age of 50. And that extra $1,000 is called a catch-up contribution. So $7,000 or $8,000 depending upon your age. Now, just like with traditional IRAs, you do need to have earned income to make contributions. If you've earned less than the maximum contribution limit, so think if I earn $6,000, then that is the maximum that I can contribute to that Roth account because I have to have enough income to offset my full contribution. So IRS sets high limits. If you don't earn enough to meet that high limit and you want to put that all into an account, you can still put 100% of your earnings up to those caps I just mentioned. Now, interestingly, outside of these contribution limitations, there's also then what's called an income limitation. So depending upon your tax filing status and how much your modified adjusted gross income is, if you're single or head of household, your contributions are allowed into a Roth IRA with income under $150,000, and then it phases out between $150,000 and $165,000. If you're married filing jointly, contributions are allowed with income under $236,000, and they phase out between $236,000 and $246,000. Now, some of you are going, huh? Well, again, unfortunately, our industry loves complexity. And I shouldn't even say our industry. We don't love it. The IRS puts this complexity upon us. So what we're getting at here is you can only put so much in, $7,000 or $8,000, depending upon your age, and this is doing a Roth IRA. You have to have enough earned income to offset that contribution. And finally, you can't have too much income total in the form of modified adjusted gross income. Otherwise, you're not eligible to even contribute. Have we sufficiently confused you? Now, Nate and I do this in our sleep because we've done this for so stinking long that we can take about 2 seconds to figure out whether or not somebody's eligible and how much they should contribute, and even if they should be contributing. But another thing to be aware of, again, Roth contributions are post-tax. They grow tax-free. Well, interestingly enough, your contributions that went in post-tax can be removed at any time without any tax or penalty. Let me repeat that. Yes. Unlike with a traditional IRA where you get a deduction and you can't touch any of that money unless you meet an exception or get to retirement, in the case of a Roth IRA contribution, when you put in the $7,000 in my example, you could a year later say, oh man, I made a mistake. I need to pull that back out. Or, ooh, I need that money for kids' college education. And the accumulation of all of your contributions can be removed at any time without any tax or any penalty. The growth must stay in there generally until age 59 and a half or 5 years, whichever comes later. More to come on that in the future. Now, as we all probably understand, this whole decision around Roth versus pre-tax, as I said, is much more nuanced and complex than just your belief around the tax code. What Nate and I would say is most of the people that we work with should be doing and do perform pre-tax contributions. They're not doing Roth IRA or Roth 401k contributions. And the reason is because most of the people that we work with have a lot higher total income while they're working than they will need in retirement to live the same lifestyle. Let me repeat that. The vast majority of people we work with, and truth be told, the vast majority of Americans need more income while they have children at home and have a mortgage and are trying to save a retirement. They need a lot more income in their middle income years than they will need in their retirement years to live the same lifestyle. And therefore, you could benefit by saving the, say, 22 or 24% income tax bracket, pushing it out into the future when you may be in the 12% bracket. And final thought here, for those of you who are saying, but CJ, everybody knows taxes are going up. Even if you're right and taxes go up, I highly doubt that a Republican or Democratic president is going to say, let's take it from those low-income retirees. Okay, so if brackets are going to go up, they're going to go up on high income individuals, not, and I could even say middle. So let's say middle or high income individuals, not lower income debt-free retirees who are in the 12% bracket. And this is not conjecture. We have actually tracked the U.S. tax code since inception. We have all the data going back to when it began, and that has played out to be true. So long story short, this whole pre-tax versus Roth contribution, unfortunately, you need to talk to a qualified advisor or accountant to get good guidance.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Nate Bribe. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website and resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. The telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. All you got to do is pick up the phone, schedule that appointment at 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Nate. We'll talk about maybe you have access to a Roth 401k. Should we consider contributing to one? We'll get the details on that and so much more next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Chatting this week with CJ Kloss and Nate Bribe. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial. Also an opportunity to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. And you can subscribe or listen back to the podcast again, that available to you at klossfinancial.com. Talking this week about Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, Roth conversions, a lot of really good benefits as we talk about these options for folks. And Nate, I've got to ask, if you have access to a Roth 401k, is that something we should consider contributing to?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
So the ideal way to save is to defer taxes, meaning save pre-tax when you are in higher tax brackets, and pay taxes when you're in lower tax brackets, meaning contribute to the Roth side of the plan. But how will you know if you'll be in a higher or lower tax than during your working years? Admittedly, you won't. Hmm. Especially if you are decades away from retiring, it will be an educated guess. And of course, the tax code is written in pencil, not pen, right? So here at Kloss, part of our financial planning process is to make tax projections based on your situation and make recommendations we think you should be contributing. And it's not as simple as just comparing marginal tax brackets, by the way. Yeah. It's actually comparing what is known as effective marginal tax rates. So we don't have to get into that today, but think, for example, if you're in the 24% bracket today, you could say, I'm going to defer $30,000 into my 4% tax on that. And then say at 63, you're retired, and we'll talk about a Roth conversion in a second. You're on the Affordable Care Act for health insurance, receiving premium tax credits, and you're drawing your Social Security. There is a world, while all still being in the 12% tax bracket, there is a world where your effective marginal rate on converting that $30,000 is much higher than 24%, actually up to somewhere near 30% when you look at the effect of losing premium tax credits and taxability of Social Security. So way too much information there, I'm sorry, but you just have to understand it's not as simple as comparing your marginal bracket at the end of the day. So like CJ said, what we see in practice, however, is most of our clients will be in a lower bracket in retirement than they were during their working years and should be contributing pre-tax potentially while they're working, especially if they're a dual income household, by the way. I hate rules of thumb, truly, but one here may be if you're in the 24%, it may make sense to defer pre-tax. So you know, lower tax brackets like 10 or 12%, it may make sense to defer Roth. You know, obviously the exception, you know, the one we always hear is if you're younger, just starting your career and not earning much, Roth deferrals into a 401k plan may make sense, once again, in that 10 or 12% bracket. So a lot to know about Roth 401ks. They were first offered as an option to retirement plans back in 2006, obviously after 97 when Roth IRAs were introduced, and have now grown to be included in almost 90% of plans. One important thing to note is that there are no income limits when contributing to a Roth 401k like there are with Roth IRA contributions, which makes me think, it's like, well, wait a minute. If you are making $500,000 plus a year and have a high income, should you be contributing to a Roth 401k at all? You know, I don't think that's as helpful as people think it is. The maximum you can contribute in 25, okay, now this is to a retirement plan, a 401k, a Roth 401k, would be $23,500, and then up to $31,000 total with the catch-up contribution there if you're over 50. Now, a fun new super catch-up has been introduced recently through Secure Act 2.0, that if you are just age 60 to 63, so those 4 years, your catch-up contribution is actually $11,250, making your maximum annual deferral on either side to be $34,750. And to further complicate this, there's talk that higher earners of that super catch-up contribution having to make those catch-up deferrals to the Roth side of the plan, potentially starting in 2026. So there we go. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And Nate, anything else we want to be aware of? I know there have been some changes around RMDs, haven't there?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So a special note with the Roth 401ks, a wonky rule a few years ago was that if you had a Roth 401k and kept your money in that company sponsored retirement plan and reached your required minimum beginning date, age 73, call it, you would actually have to take minimum distributions. However, if you rolled that money into a Roth IRA, you would not be subject to RMDs. That recently changed as well. So beginning this year in 24, there are no required minimum distributions from Roth 401k plan.
Really important note there as we talk with Nate Bribe and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. So CJ, what about Roth conversions? I hear a lot about that. Who might be a good candidate for doing that?
I think that's actually still Nate's section.
Oh, it's still. I apologize. Oh no, I apologize, Nate.
Yeah. It's all good.
She doesn't want to steal my thunder on this. This is a fun one. So
I wasn't prepared for it. Nate's got to take it.
This is a good one. This is a great question. Seriously, so Roth conversions, which are different from Roth contributions, okay, allow individuals to convert existing pre-tax retirement money into Roth accounts. Okay, so I have $100,000 in my 401k or traditional IRA that can be flipped, converted into a Roth IRA at any point. Okay. So this can be done in any age and without the 10% early withdrawal penalty if you're under age 59 and a half, right? Because I'm still keeping the money in a retirement plan. I'm not withdrawing it. I'm just paying taxes on it, which obviously, if you think about it, the government's happy to let you do it anytime because you're paying taxes sooner than you have to, right? So that's the question is, you know, if we're essentially paying taxes sooner than you need to, why would you do that? You know, as we mentioned before, pre-tax retirement accounts are fully taxable when distributed, whether that be to you, your spouse, or children if they inherit the money. So you're not going to be able to control the fact that that's going to be taxable to somebody at some point, but what you can control to some extent is what tax rate you pay on these funds, right? So it does help to view tax brackets more as tax buckets, which can be filled up annually but are then emptied at the end of every year. If you notice you are in a lower tax year due to starting a new job or a new business, starting a family, or maybe a spouse retiring, it may be wise to accelerate some income via a Roth conversion to fill up a lower tax bracket. So a good candidate for a Roth conversion may be somebody who has just retired and may not have claimed their Social Security yet or a pension and has a large retirement account, think $500,000 to $1 million plus, and plenty of cash or non-qualified investments to live off for a few years. This person could utilize their lower tax brackets and to accelerate income today at a lower rate before they claim their Social Security or pension and are subject to RMDs. One factor to understand is, well, how do you pay the tax on the Roth conversion, right? Since it is taxable in the year that you convert the money. While some may know that you could withhold the tax directly from the converted amount, that is not the most effective way. That is because you have less money actually going into the Roth account, right, due to withholding the money for taxes. So ideally, we like to see our clients pay this tax from their bank accounts, thereby allowing the full converted amount to be placed in the Roth account and continuing to grow tax-free. So bearing that in mind, someone with a fair amount of cash at the bank would be a good candidate for Roth conversions.
Yeah, great observation there. And of course, great tools as we talked this morning with Nate Bribee and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Some really important stuff this week. Don't forget, if you missed part of today's program, it's always easy to listen back. Just head on over to KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Listen to the podcast right there. Also, more information about Kloss Financial on their website. Speaking of contacting Kloss Financial, pick up the phone, give them a call this morning, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, there's no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. We'll bring CJ back in the next segment. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and wrap up this week's edition of Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Chatting this week with Nate Bribee and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. I hope you have had a chance to check out the website, KlossFinancial.com. If you haven't, when you get into the office this morning, head on over there. Don't forget a lot of great resources and information available to you at KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. So, CJ, what if somebody wants to leave their assets to the kiddos or the grandkids? Does a Roth conversion in that situation make sense? And another thing to think about when it comes to making sense, how much should somebody consider converting?
Yeah, great question. Well, as you can tell from what Nate was just going over there in this previous segment, Roth versus pre-tax is a little more complicated than most people realize. Often there's a lot of misinformation surrounding this topic of Roth versus pre-tax. And then finally, when you get into this progression or thought logic around Roth conversions, so these are not new contributions, but rather conversions, then it can feel like Nate and I are talking about out of both sides of our mouth. So let me explain what I mean. Most people, as we talked about before, should probably be doing pre-tax contributions when they are middle to higher income earners in their prime of their earning years, maybe a couple higher income. Because in retirement, they will need less dollars to live the same lifestyle, assuming they've paid off debt and children are grown, yada, yada. Now, these are rules of thumb, so be cautious. You should always talk to your advisor or accountant about what you should be doing. But where we end up talking out of both sides of our mouths is often we'll say, great, now that you've done what we said and you're debt-free and you're in retirement and maybe you haven't turned on Social Security yet and you're 62 years old, we go, now you should convert to Roth. People say, what? What do you mean? I thought you said I shouldn't be doing Roth contributions. And we say, you shouldn't have been, because while you were working, your top dollar was taxed at, say, 24%. But now that you're in retirement, if we were to convert from pre-tax to Roth, you could convert in, say, the 12 or the 22% bracket. Now, interestingly enough, this whole notion of conversions is really predicated on a lot of background assumptions. I'm not going to actually go into those assumptions. All I would say to you is, if you are trying to do Roth conversions as a do-it-yourselfer strategy, warning, warning, warning. And this is not because I don't want you to do it on your own. It's rather because there are so many elements to consider when it comes to a Roth conversion. I would highly suggest that you talk to, at a minimum, a trusted accountant, and at a maximum, a good financial advisor. So many different considerations about how or when or why to do this, but here's the notion. If you have a legacy goal of saying, hey, I've saved more than I will probably need, I'm interested in leaving money to my children and grandchildren when I die, which is a lot of the people that we work with, by the way, a Roth conversion could make a lot of sense because you are converting from pre-tax to Roth. When you do so, you're paying taxes, by the way. You're doing it at a lower rate than you would have done on the contribution side when you were working, hypothetically. And finally, when you do that Roth conversion, all future growth on that Roth money, as we just talked about previously, is tax-free, so that when it goes to your children or grandchildren, they owe no income tax. And here's a final reason why that would matter, because ultimately, your children or grandchildren, under most circumstances, are going to have that money out within 10 years from the retirement account under new legislation. And when I say under new legislation, this is part of the Secure Act 1.0 and 2.0, that now it has to come out over 10 years. And the problem is, if you leave your children, say, $1 million in a pre-tax retirement account, they got to get that money out in 10 years and pay income taxes on it. Whereas if you leave them money in a Roth account, they still have to get it out within 10 years, but there's no tax implications as they pull it out. So just cannot suggest this enough. And then finally, things to be mindful of. Obviously, Nate was talking about there's a lot more into these conversions than just your marginal income tax bracket. There's this concept of effective marginal income tax brackets and whether you're hitting Social Security, what are called tax torpedoes, and whether or not your conversions are going to cause Medicare penalties known as IRMAs. And finally, conversions get very difficult once you've reached required minimum distribution age, because RMD dollars cannot be converted to Roth. So again, everybody, I hope your eyes aren't, you know, going into the back of your heads here. That's not our goal. It's rather just to make you realize these can be great, wonderful tools when used appropriately. So as you move towards these topics, consider talking to a good advisor or a good accountant.
Great guidance, as always, from CJ Kloss and Nate Bribee. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Come on, hold on to that telephone number now, because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this: true or false, there are no income limits when contributing to a Roth 401k. Is that true or is that false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. And again, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. CJ, Nate, you both have a very Merry Christmas, and thank you for doing the show, and we'll talk real soon.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. Take care.
See you guys. News and Dr. Marty Greer come your way next right here on 1310 WIBA. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The contents of this show are for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor, representative, and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. News comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.